strong student demand, top research university. We've been able to maintain our liquidity, being able to have an operating margin, and having our fundraising success that we just talked about, the Brilliant Futures success. Continue the challenges that they basically just talk about, the state, able to maintain any type of financial cushion for the university. We have some exposure to what we call variable rate debt, and that's of a concern to them. And the big one, and leading into my concern here, or what I'm going to finish with, is an exposure to the healthcare sector. That's a big concern. In fact, today Moody's came out with a rating analysis, and they're great concern for the healthcare sector and basically the future, and basically capital U uncertainty for the healthcare industry. Total debt, we have $1.6 billion outstanding as of right now. $1.5 billion is auxiliary revenue bonds and auxiliary revenue bonds, or excuse me, certificates of participation in auxiliary revenue bonds, and $100 million is what we have outstanding for the hospital and for the South Campus development up in Chicago. As you can see, we're well above the large public medians and the Big Ten median for the issuance of debt. The Ohio State will pop quite a bit. They've just issued a very large 100-year bond at Ohio State. And again, Michigan continues to be the biggest issuer of bonds. When we look at our debt, as I said, all of our debt, the auxiliary facility system, the certificates of participation, they're all at the AA2 that you saw. Our South Campus, our TIF bonds for this development at the Chicago is at AA3. And our services facility system bonds, the hospital bonds, are an A1. And again, the more that we basically are, we look at these factors for debt capacity, and I want to finish with, talking about the capacity for issuing debt at the hospital and what we're looking at. I'll just finish with the last slide. This morning, what you approved, there were two things that you approved. You approved essentially renovation projects for the hospital totaling $85 million. So this is basically for interior and exterior repairs at the hospital, capital projects at the hospital in Chicago. We're going to try to basically finance all that as best we can with the capacity that the hospital system has. And when I talk about capacity, there's things like, what's the debt service going to be? What's the coverage going to be on associated with that? There's some very tight lines that the rating agencies have for purposes of issuing debt. We're going to try to push that as hard as we can and issue as much of that $85 million as possible. As I stand here right now, I'm thinking about $75 million might be the bogey for our issuance without impacting the rating. We have, again, an A1 rating at the hospital, and I want to try to maintain that. What's pledged to pay the debt at the hospital is the hospital income. It's the MSP, it's the medical service plan income, and also it's the tuition for the medical school is also pledged, and that's what's pledged already for the $60 million that's outstanding. I don't want to change that pledge, frankly, because it basically is, I don't think I can step over the line as far as the pledges, that go to the hospital. We want to keep that, keep that same rating. If we go beyond that 75 million to 80, how far I can push it, we're probably going to go down into a lower rating, a BAA type of category, or a very low A category, and that becomes self-defeating. But between the costs and the amount of debt service. Dr. Quirtz said this morning is this great healthcare industry uncertainty. We basically are concerned about everything from NIH funding being cut to just basically what's happening to Medicare, what's happening to Medicaid. There's such tremendous question marks. And again, I make reference to the fact that Moody's came out this morning with a ratings analysis that basically said they're going to be very tough on ratings for academic healthcare centers. So, and with exactly that level of uncertainty with what's going on in healthcare. Bottom line is we're going to be back, hopefully, January 24th, with the result of us putting together all the documents, the offering documents, seeing the rating agencies, and the rating agencies are not only the hospital, they're going to want to visit us with us again about the university. Again, because the state, if they don't move during the lame duck session on the pensions, I can't imagine what the state. I think it's not going to be good for the state's rating if they don't move on that. So we'll be back in January with the results of our work on that, and hopefully get that approval by the board to issue those bonds. So that was, and again, Dr. Quirtz took my